In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our own eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the Word of Life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father, and was revealed to us in Jesus Christ. And so we're writing these things so that our joy may be made complete. That's the beginning of John's epistle reading, his letter to the faithful, and a hidden theme that runs behind all of John's writings, our Apostle John, is that John insists that faith is more than words, and it's more than thoughts, it's a reality made manifest, that we know with all of our senses and we pass on through our relationships. And so if you had to summarize this way of being a Christian in one word, you could call it apostolic. Apostolic. And we see that in today's reading from John's first letter, he's not just sharing his reflections on God, his thoughts. He says, this is what we've heard. This is what our eyes have seen, what we've touched with our hands. John doesn't say he believes. I looked through John quickly for this sermon. I didn't see anything about we believe in Jesus Christ. He says we abide in Jesus Christ. Abide is a wonderful word for live and to continuously live. Live with him, live in him, because the Messiah is real. And as apostles, writes John, we walked, talked, and experienced communion with Jesus, and so should you as modern-day apostles. Time is nothing for God. You are to be his apostles, we are to be his apostles, as they have been, direct and personal in our love for him and each other, and this love is beyond thoughts, beyond beliefs, beyond words. And so there's a nice full meaning as to why our church is called the Armenian Apostolic Church. Apostolic means many things, but in the light of today's meaning, it means direct, relational experience of Christ. Not just thought, not just dogma, not just words. And yes, I am aware of the irony of the preacher calling faith more than words, with lots of words. But words have always played a supporting role in the Armenian Apostolic Church if you compare them to Reformation churches, Protestant mostly churches. So I assure you my sermons are short, and I work hard to make them so. And if you don't believe me, I've come with data for you today. The Pew Research Center, which is the most famous think tank or center dedicated to analyzing religion, they analyzed 50,000 sermons in the year 2020. And here's what they found. Evangelical Protestant churches, their sermons average 40 minutes long. 40 minutes? Mm-hmm. Mainline Protestant churches average 25 minutes. Catholics averaged only 14 minutes. Father Hovnon's average sermon link for the past year of sermons, I put out a spreadsheet, 8 minutes and 55 seconds. So are you not getting your money's worth with only 9-minute sermons? No, because I preach to you and we preach to each other for a full hour and a half in divine liturgy outside of the sermon. Not just with words, but with all of our senses. We encounter God in the heavens in our beautiful domed church, in the golden blaze of priestly vestments. We smell incense which rises along with our prayers to God. We sing the entire liturgy. You sing the entire liturgy. It pulls at the heartstrings to God's beauty. And most importantly, we sit at the table together as we just did, partaking of God's body and blood. And then, as you know, we do a bunch of things while we worship. We light candles, we kiss crosses, we kiss each other. We sign the cross, we bow in prayer. Because since God created us with physical bodies and senses, this was not accidental. We Eastern Christians believe he desires for us to use all of our body and all of our senses, not just our mind and our words, to grow closer to him. And so, if you're into church history, perhaps it's obvious our church comes from a different time than most of the churches in America. We didn't centrally go through the Enlightenment and Reformation project, which of course had many good things, but it processed everything through the head and through the mind and through words. But our church, for a large part of its history, people couldn't read. Instead, they learned about Jesus through icons and through hymns and through architecture and through liturgical movements and symbols. So much of worship in the Armenian church doesn't occur through words and brain. It happens pre-verbally, through image, symbol, and movement, which are read just like words, which point to God just like words, which point us closer to our greatest joy and highest calling in Jesus Christ. And that seems to be the apostolic way that John illustrates, which is a more direct and whole way of experiencing Christ, maybe. But sadly, I will say, a little look in the mirror is always good. When people in our church say that we belong to the Armenian Apostolic Church, most of the times I hear it, it's sort of like a badge of authenticity from the past, like established in AD 70 by Thaddeus and Bartholomew. But in the words of William Faulkner, the past is not dead and it's not even past. As apostolic Christians, we are invited to have a first-hand encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ, like the apostles, like Thaddeus, like Bartholomew, like John, and to abide in that love as brothers and sisters in Christ. And so the words of the Bible show the way to that, but they're never supposed to be an end unto themselves. And all the old apostolic churches have a beautiful saying that you may have heard before. They've said that sacred scripture, the Bible, was written on the heart of the church before it was written on parchment. And what that means is that the most important aspect of our faith is perhaps not passed through theology and thought and word and beliefs, but it's passed by the living body, the church, you and I. And that faith is caught more than it's taught. And so people join our church, like the Agbashan family, who you've met before, and little Carter, who we baptized yesterday. They joined our church because they heard and saw and tasted something of Jesus Christ from us, and they too wished to follow. And so I could go on for longer with many words about our worship beyond words, and our high apostolic calling to abide in our faith. But if I did, I might mess up my 8-minute and 55-second sermon average, and I wouldn't be practicing what I'm preaching, which is that apostolic faith is faith beyond words. And so instead, I'll conclude with the same words the Apostle John used actually to conclude his second letter to the faithful, which points to this direct communal experience of Christ beyond words. He says, "Although I have much to write to you, I would rather not use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to come to you and talk with you face to face so that your joy might be complete." So let us, also as good apostolic Christians, live our faith beyond words, experience and living, abiding in Christ with all of our senses so that, sharing our faith with each other, our joy might be complete. Now and always.